Welcome to the Divorce ZX, the weekly Torah commentaries of American Jewish World Service.
In this week's Parsha, Tazria, we read about the disease Tzaraat, commonly translated as leprosy. What is peculiar about this skin disease is that it not only afflicts humans, but also clothing and houses. It is not only people's bodies that are struck with Tzaraat, but also their possessions. What is the significance of this peculiar feature of Tzaraat, and what does it tell us about our society? The rabbis understood Tzaraat to be a punishment from God for various transgressions, including, most famously, wicked speech, Lashon Hara, but also pride, deceit, false witness, bloodshed, wicked thoughts, pretending to have knowledge of Torah, causing discord, miserliness, announcing but not giving charitable donations, defamation of character, idol worship, blasphemy, and robbing the public. Together, these many sins point to a society that is falling apart, one filled with selfishness, deceit, disharmony, and violence. Indeed, the theme of deceit, predominant in the above list of evils, strikes at the very core of what is essential for a society to function, namely, our trust in our fellow citizens, leaders, and social institutions. The Sfat Emet, a Polish Hasidic Rebbe, takes the theme of wicked speech even further, indicating that the plague of Tzaraat results not only from evil things one has said, but also from things one should have said but didn't. That is, it is not only that acts of evil are being committed, but as importantly, acts of good are being omitted. In particular, it is the failure to protest and oppose evil rampant in society that leads to the plague. Tzaraat strikes beyond the body, then, because its causes and their effects are more than personal. Rather, these sins and crimes are profoundly destructive for the entire society in which they take place. Societies filled with deceit, discord, and violence end up suffering from plagues that strike houses, clothes, and bodies, symbolic representations of shelter, sustenance, and healthcare. An effective and moral society, one that speaks out against injustice, will be a society in which each of these necessities is attainable by all people. Indeed, the Midrash makes clear the consequences of social and national destruction in its reading of this Parsha, where it interprets the story of a house plagued with Tzaraat as referring to the destruction of the temple and the exile of the people. The sins of Tzaraat, then, lead not only to personal and societal suffering, but also to national calamity. Tzaraat, or forms of this plague, exist today. In both the developing world and our own communities, people lack the most basic necessities, not as a result of natural forces, but as a result of our failure as local and global citizens to create the social conditions necessary for providing these resources. In our own society, a society of great wealth and abundance, we fail to provide adequate housing and clothing to all, though resources to do so are plentiful. More strikingly, of course, is that many Americans lack access to adequate health care. In the developing world, the provision of these resources is even more difficult. Yet, on a global level, with our help, providing these basic elements of life is not impossible. Despite the destruction we see in the world, salvation is possible. The Midrash cited above does not end with exile and destruction. Rather, it concludes by interpreting the explanation of the rebuilding of the infected house, by reading, "And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones," as referring to the rebuilding of Jerusalem and the temple, and the return of the exiles. So too, the Sfat Emet tells us that the reason Tzaraat spreads to our houses and clothes is to indicate to us that not only can they be afflicted, but they can also be sanctified. We can sanctify our houses, clothes, and bodies by making sure that shelter, clothing, and health care are available to all. We can help create societies that not only lack the destructive values of selfishness, deceit, discord, and violence, but that also know when and how to speak the words that need to be spoken, to stand up and take action. Together, then, we can help create a global society of compassion, harmony, and truth.
Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.